May 7th, commemoration of the appearance of the Honorable Cross over Jerusalem during the reign of Emperor Constantius, the son of St. Constantine, and Cyril, the Patriarch of Jerusalem. The Honorable Cross appeared about 9 a.m. stretching out from Golgotha to above the Mount of Olives. This cross was brighter than the sun and more beautiful than the most beautiful rainbow. All the people, both believing and unbelieving, left their work and, in fear and amazement, observed this heavenly sign. Many unbelievers converted to the faith of Christ, and so also did many Arian heretics abandon their evil heresy and return to orthodoxy. About this sign, Patriarch Cyril wrote a letter to Emperor Constantius, 337-361 AD, who leaned toward Arianism. This occurred on May 7, 357 AD. Thus, even on this occasion, it was demonstrated that the Christian faith is not worldly theorizing, according to sensual understanding of man, but rather in God's power, demonstrated through numerous miracles and signs. The Holy Martyr Acacius. Saint Acacius was a Roman officer during the reign of Emperor Maximian. Answering for his faith in Christ, at the trial he said that he inherited this devout faith from his parents and was strengthened in it by witnessing the many miraculous healings from the relics of Christian saints. After courageously enduring great tortures in the Thracian city of Perinthus, Acacius was taken to Byzantium, where he endured new tortures until he was finally beheaded. He suffered honorably and took up habitation in the eternal kingdom of joy in the year 303 AD. The Venerable Fathers of Georgia. In the 6th century and 200 years after St. Nina preached the good news in Georgia, the All-Holy Mother of God appeared to John, an Antiochian ascetic, and commanded that he select 12 of his disciples and go to Georgia to strengthen the faith of orthodoxy. And so he did. Arriving in Georgia, these 12 missionaries were solemnly received by the prince of that country and the Catholicos Eulalius, and immediately began their work with zeal. The people gathered around them in masses, and they strengthened them in the faith with great wisdom and many miracles. The head of these Christ-loving missionaries was St. John Zedesnelli, and the names of the others were Abbatus, Anthony, David, Zeno, Thaddeus, Jesse, Isterius, Joseph, Michael, Pyrrhus, Stephen, and Shio. With apostolic zeal, they all confirmed the faith of Christ in Georgia, established many monasteries, and left many disciples after them. Thus, they were made worthy of glory in the heavens and power on earth. Hymn of Praise, the Holy Martyr Acacius.
Acacius, soldier of the King Most High, for death Acacius prepares. With the incense of prayer the soul senses, and the godless judge asks him, why does not Christ the faithful redeem? Why does he not your tormentors punish? When Almighty God you call him, the martyr to him meekly replies, great in mercy the Lord Christ is, and in mercy and in patience long awaits repentance from the sinner, and patient suffering from the faithful. If the sinners he immediately punished, how would his mercy he proclaim? And the righteous, if they would not suffer, by what would they show the power of God? And by what would they before the world shine? Having said these words, Acacius is beheaded. Into paradise the soul ascended.
Reflection. I recognized that my debt was greater, and that more was forgiven me. I was called to the priesthood from juridical and public offices, and that is why I show myself ungrateful if I love less than the measure to which I am forgiven. These are the words of St. Ambrose, who was unexpectedly called by God to change vocations and, having been a secular judge, to become an archbishop of Christ's church. With these words, the saint demonstrated how the priestly calling is greater than the secular calling, how he came to the priestly vocation by God's calling, and how he who is called owes thanksgiving to God. All the saints consider the debt of thanksgiving to God as their main debt. Without thanksgiving to God, there can be no progress in the spiritual life. Ceaseless thanksgiving to God is the noble seed from which, if it is watered by the tears of unceasing repentance, a beautiful fruit grows, love for God. Contemplation. To contemplate the descent of God, the Holy Spirit, upon the holy apostles. How the apostles stand in one mind at prayer. How suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. Homily. About how by sins good is being turned back from man. Your sins have turned back these blessings from you. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 25. If you do not possess good in abundance, O people, that means you have sin in abundance. Your sins have turned your good from you. O people, if you wish good for yourself, reject sin and do not sin any more, and you will travel toward good, and good will come to you, and good will not depart from you. O man, if you do not have good, it means that you have sin. Good cannot dwell in the same house with sin, just as light and darkness cannot exist in the same place at the same time. When light departs, darkness settles in, and when the darkness departs, the light shines. Thus, sin and good can be interchanged, but they cannot dwell together. O my brethren, your sins have turned back these blessings from you. These words were not spoken by only one prophet, to one people only. Rather, every true prophet spoke these words to his people. False prophets flatter the sins of their people, and thus assist them even more to turn back good from their people. The true prophets go against the sins of the people, for they go along with good and cry out against sin, in order to be able to introduce good, which is from God, in the souls of their people. If the beehive begins to smell, will the honey-carrying bees enter it and deposit their honey in it? No. And when the irrational bees do not want to enter in a putrid and smoke-ridden beehive, then how will the rational Spirit of God enter a soul putrid and smoke-ridden from sin? And the Spirit of God is the possessor and the dispenser of all good gifts. O Lord, Holy Spirit, help your people by your irresistible power that they drive away sin from their soul, so that you would be able to enter inside with your life-creating gifts. To you be glory and thanks always. Amen.